AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 9 people have been wounded, 3 in critical condition this evening in Providence, Rhode Island. Police Chief Colonel Hugh T. Clements tells reporters several dozen shots were fired by various people in a car and people in a home. He describes the shooting as an ongoing feud involving groups known to authorities. No arrests have been made. The victims are between 19 and 25 years old. The CDC calls its latest guidance a powerful moment, long in the making.
The agency says fully vaccinated Americans can now safely stop wearing masks outdoors and inside most places.
We have all longed for this moment, when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Director Rochelle Walensky says even those fully vaccinated should still wear masks while traveling and inside facilities like hospitals. The change comes with virus cases at their lowest rates since September and deaths the lowest since last April. About 154 million Americans have received at least one vaccine dose, and more than 117 million are fully vaccinated. But the new guidance is likely to cause some confusion, since businesses and others have no way of knowing who is and is not vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says the Colonial Fuel pipeline is back in operation, but
will not feel the effects at the pump immediately. This is not like flicking on a light switch.
The president is warning against panic buying. AP's Shelley Adler reports some states are struggling.
GasBuddy.com says nearly 70% of North Carolina's gas stations on Thursday were still without fuel, as were about half the stations in South Carolina and Georgia. Drivers on the East Coast were also having trouble, with more than half the stations tapped out in Virginia. The nation's capital was among the hardest hit places, with 73% of stations out.
This is AP News. Texas governor is expected to sign a state's so-called Heartbeat Act.
It would ban abortions after the first detection of an embryonic heartbeat. An electric signal flutter can be detected at about 6 weeks' development in an embryo, although it doesn't really have a heart, and it isn't even yet a fetus. What's also unique about this bill is that it allows anyone to sue a doctor or a person who helped a woman get an abortion. The Right to Life group says it doesn't punish women, but critics say it will allow abortion opponents to flood the courts with lawsuits, harassing doctors, patients, friends, and even a parent. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An active-duty Marine Corps officer seen on camera scuffling with a police officer and helping other members of the pro-Trump mob force their way into the Capitol on January 6th is charged in the riot. Major Christopher Wanagiris is the first active-duty service member to be charged in the insurrection. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.